Let me get your name and spell your last name for me.
Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S.
What's your first name?
Wesley.
And where are you from, Wesley?
Greenwood, Indiana.
And what brings you out here today?
I'm just tired of being taxed and not being represented. I call my congressman constantly, got him in my phone. It never goes my way.
Who's your congressman?
Lugar and Bai.
And what do you think he'll get the message today? Or?
I hope. You know, I just want fair taxation. I don't like what it's looking like. We're going into fascism when the government starts stepping in and telling people how to run business. And that's just not what it's about. And I don't care whether they're Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, Wendy. Give me your name and spell your last name for me and where you're from.
My name is Christy Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. I'm from Indianapolis.
And what does your sign say, Christy? It
says, give me liberty, not debt. And even more important, term limits right there. They need to be looking out for us and not for them. And that's all of them, both sides.
And so what was your main point of being out here today?
Because of the insanity of spending all this money. If my checkbook's empty, I don't go out and buy a new car. I drive a 10-year-old car. The government needs to drive a 10-year-old car. We need to be, and my kids, I look at them and it's sad. Because I love this country. And this, if you pay taxes, and we all do, this is important to us. And I can't afford it. I want to live here. And I love, and I'm just, this is great that people come out. It's my freedom to come out and speak my mind. And I think it's wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just tell me your name and spell your last name for me and where you're from.
I'm Chris Bowen, that's B-O-W-E-N, and I'm a lifelong Hoosier.
Chris, what brings you out here today?
Well, I'm a veteran. I believe in our country. I believe in what we stand for. And I just feel like fair taxes is the way to go. So I felt like I had to come and let my voice be heard.
Do you worry that the people who need to hear this message, you guys are at the State House, not Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm hoping that they keep an eye on the news. So I think they'll hear us.
And how'd you find out about this?
I'm on Facebook, so I heard about it through the Libertarian Party on Facebook.
And what's your favorite radio station?
93.1.
Actually, no. Wrong one. This one.
Oh. 1430.
Thank you. Dude, how's it going?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Just for the record, just tell me your name and spell your last name for me. Where are you from?
Chris Ward, W-A-R-D, Lawrence.
And what brings you out here today, Chris?
I'm just sick of seeing the government thinking they know how to spend their money better than I do.
Now, one of the things that always happens at these rallies, a lot of people come, they get excited, but at the end of the day, they just go back home and go back to their lives. Are you hoping people will stay or keep in the fight?
I hope so. I hope this is just the kickoff to a movement to get people more aware of what's going on in Congress, and especially here at the local level, because that's where a lot of the money is spent.
Okay. All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I want to tell me your name and your last name and where you're from.
Sure. Mark Marash. I'm from Martinsville.
And what brings you up here?
We are concerned about our government spending way too much money and the taxation that's bound to result.
Now, one of the things the organizers were saying, that this was more about Congress and the stimulus, not about the president, but you have a picture of Barack Obama and Vladimir Lenin.
Yeah, I may have strayed a bit from the subject, but I think it actually does fit, because really what's going to happen is the spending that we are doing right now will result in very high taxation. If you take a look at the way that the Fed is printing dollars, we're also going to get a great deal of inflation. So the end result is a lot like Marx and Lenin would have pushed for.
And one of the things that people always say about these rallies is a lot of people come, they get excited, but nobody stays later on. You plan to stay in for the long haul?
You mean in terms of tonight or in general?
Just in general.
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely going to hold out for the long haul on this. I definitely want to go ahead and make sure that if we don't see some changes in our federal government, that we do vote these people out of power at our first opportunity.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Could you give me your name and spell your last name for me?
My name is Ponytail Paul Cauley, C-A-U-L-E-Y.
And apart from annoying everybody, what are you doing out here today?
I'm out here because I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
What are you mad about, my friend?
What am I mad about? I'm mad about this stimulus spending, 1,100 pages, and no one bothered to read it. I'm tired of all the entitlements, all the pork belly projects. I've just had enough. I can't take it anymore.
Now, knowing you as somebody who's involved, do you think a lot of people here are going to stay involved after today?
I surely hope so. I hope this is like the property tax thing that we had 2 years ago. I think everybody's kind of like on that, have been pushed to their limit. And I think they will stay the fight.
And how'd you hear about the rally?
Through the internet.
Alrighty. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Have a
Hi, tell me your name and spell your last name for me.
Metz, M-E-T-Z.
And what's your first name?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What brings you out here today?
Liberty, freedom, and the right to protest, because that's our God-given right. And I guess our government thinks they've forgotten that. I know a lot of networks are covering us, saying that we're nothing. We're somebody, and we count. That's why I'm out here.
And how'd you find out about this?
Internet and TV. Fox News. Right on, Fox News. They've been keeping us going.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've asked you what you thought about the rally.
Oh, I thought it was great. I think we ought to vote all of them out of office and start fresh with a bunch of new people.
It's a long way until the next election. So what are you going to do between now and then?
I have no idea, but I'll contribute some time and energy to it. I'm sure of that.
Alrighty.
And anybody I can convince of they should get out and vote, I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hi, folks. Mind if I ask you guys what you thought about the rally today?
Oh, wasn't it great? Let me read you my... This is mine. 220 years to build a republic and 1 month for this man to tear it down. God bless America.
Now, which man are you talking about? Some people say some people say everybody's involved.
Obama, well, yeah, Pelosi and that whole bunch along there. All the Congress, yeah, the Democratic Congress, you bet.
We let it happen, I guess, so now we need to...
We got to get guts and get out there now and vote these people out. But see, it's tough for us because that woman's from California. How do you dig her out of that hole? I don't know, but we're going to try.
Well, let me ask you guys this. What are you going to do between now and Election Day?
Well, we're going to go out and work. And the first time, we've kind of just let things go, but not anymore. Too scary.
Thank you.